All right. Good morning again, everyone. Hope that you're having a marvelous weekend. It is Sunday morning. We have the rest of today to go, so let's make it a superb day and one, as we already know, that the Lord has made. So we should definitely enjoy it. Enjoy it, because what we have right here, right now, what we're standing in, what we are responsible for, this spot in our lives, man, we're right here right now for a purpose. And that's what we have to live for. And I share that because we've been talking about this week, the grass is greener if you water it. Subtitle, stop running from your life. The grass is greener if you water it. So right here, how does that grass look? We may be in our spot where we are in our life for a reason, a purpose. Not we may be, we are. And in that, we have to look to what God has laid out in the plans for our lives. The grass is greener if you water it. So what actions are we taking? How are we fulfilling on that plan for our lives? Have we connected the hose? Have we started to spray the ground? Have we nurtured it? Have we taken care of it? Those are questions we get to ask ourselves as we move forward in this message. So we're here. We're getting started shortly. But I ask that this be the perfect time to connect with a loved one, with a friend, because this is a message that many need to hear. The reality is we don't know what people are thinking or what they're walking through each and every day. We may think we know, but we don't know. And it's important for folks to know that the grass is greener right where they are if they take the time to water it. We've got to stop running from our lives, and we've got to face it head on. All right, so let's do so as we go forward with this message with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Tiana.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, yourself?
Great, thank you.
All right, so we're talking about y'all, the grass is greener if you water it. But the thing is, you have to stop running from your life. Can you go ahead and open up with prayer, please?
Sure, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning and see one. We are grateful for the life that you have given us and appreciate the choices that you have allowed for us in this life. Heavenly Father, may we choose to stop running. May we choose to focus on your plans for us. May we choose to receive those. We thank you for this ministry, for our leader, and we thank you for this opportunity to fellowship with one another. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead and open up, Ms. Tiana, with your message for everyone.
Sure. As we were starting out, I was just sharing that, there are points in our lives that we look at circumstances that we feel have come our way. And we may think, if only that. And we look around and think that everyone else may have it better than we do. Unfortunately, comparing ourselves to other people, to man, it's just a trap. It's a trap in which the enemy can hold on to and get us off course and keep us from what God's best laid plans are for our lives. The act of comparing can truly steal our joy if we're so focused on what's on the other side. And if the enemy can steal our joy, then he has stolen a source of our strength to handle whatever it is we are standing in. So instead of if only, or if I, or if this or that, let's start asking ourselves, what if? What if God has placed me where I am precisely because the grass is greener somewhere else? What if spending a season or a lifetime on a patch of brown grass is a purpose for me? What if living life on the other side of the fence is God's way of shaping me and making me into what he wants me to be? What if God's purpose for me is to spend my life making the grass greener where I am instead of taking my gifts, my resources, to where the grass is already cared for and well-maintained? If the grass is greener where we water it, where we stand, where we're at right now, and we have to take care of the things that are important to us, if we want to see those things grow, if we want to see those things in our lives blossom, if we want better, we have to do better with what we have right in front of us. God says he wants to see what we do with the little before he gives us much. He has given us plenty of opportunities. But if we are focused on what everyone else has, then we'll miss out on what God especially has for us. So instead of comparing to others, seeking greener grass, we need to cultivate, prepare, develop the dry and bare areas of our lives. We need to begin to water and invest in the areas in which we want to see a change. We need to use our time, our talent, our resources to put in solutions instead of avoiding situations. We need to devote our gifts to repairing anything that may be broken and focus on what our purpose is. And we need to pour out for others what God has blessed us with instead of running around searching for that perfect patch of grass. So let God give us a new vision for our lives right where we stand instead of running from it. Philippians 4 and 11 tells us, "For I have learned in whatever state I am to be content." Let's be content and stop running. I hope you ate well.
All right, what does the scripture say again?
Philippians 4 and 11, "For I have learned in whatever state I am to be content."
Mm-hmm. Tell them the scripture one more time, please.
Philippians 4 and 11, "For I have learned in whatever state I am to be content."
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that. Okay. So the grass is greener if you water it. Stop running from your life. Can you read for us the fruit of the Spirit, Ms. Deanna? Google it right quick, and then share it with everybody. The fruit of the Spirit.
That's in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law."
So the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. You have another version of the Bible?
I can add one right now. Yes, sir.
Yeah, what does King James, read King James.
"But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance."
Mm-hmm. Read it one more time and slow it down so everybody can get it.
"But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance."
Mm. Yeah, instead of patience, it said long suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all catch that?
Yes, sir.
Instead of patience, it said long suffering. When the Bible says patience, is saying suffer long. Hmm? But patience is a virtue. Long suffering is a virtue.
It is.
I forget, but I don't forget. It's wrong. The Bible says if you want to gain life, you have to give up one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The cross was the epitome of Jesus' life. The cross was the epitome of Jesus' life. Long suffering.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
You know how hard it is to walk amongst people that you created and they still won't believe you, even in a natural form?
Mm.
You don't think that's hard?
Yes.
That's hard. Because who did Jesus want to see go to hell?
No one.
I know we tell people go to hell. He tell people come out of hell. He ain't trying to see nobody. Remember the Bible says, our thoughts are not his thoughts, our ways are not his ways. He's only saying that when, remember he also said, the same mind that Christ had, we should have. The same mind Christ past and had, we should now present and have.
Mm-hmm.
When you have the mind of Christ, you walk in the things of God. How can two walk together, lest they be in agreement?
In agreement, yeah.
They have to have the same mindset. But when you oppose God and the things of God, look at the scripture. His thoughts are not our thoughts, his ways are not our ways.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know it takes a certain amount of understanding, wisdom, to catch the Bible? Because he's talking to the flesh and the body of Christ at the same time. Now, you know the body of Christ is not the flesh, because that's not God's body.
Yes.
You just want us to hear that, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm going somewhere with this whole thing if you just stay for a second and listen. Huh? But it's called long-suffering. In other words, being in the body of Christ, you're going to suffer because you have this thing called flesh around you.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, have mercy. Catch what I just said.
Yes, indeed.
The epitome of the cross was Jesus' life in general. The cross was Jesus' flesh that he had to destroy. Lord, watch this.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
When you're in God, Tom, you live a life of long suffering because you live by the scripture that agrees with him, although you are wrapped in flesh and people who don't receive him nor you.
Yes.
The thing is, when you give up the ghost, because some people don't like the life that God gave them, because in Christianity, it seems like it's not fun.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
But in the world, it offers you everything but the right thing that saves your soul. You know, we choose our preference quite often while throwing away our purpose. I can never, I hear it all the time, you know, thank God for my leader. I can never be someone's leader when God is not your head.
Come on.
I hear it, I say nothing. It doesn't move me. Hmm? Because we say, God, where you lead, I follow. Is that right? Well, why then do we want somebody else's success and somebody else's joy and somebody else's laughter and not our own. Because we often tell people love ain't supposed to hurt. Well, that's not true. I told you Jesus cross with the flesh. Huh? Yeah. Ain't that something?
Yes.
A thorn in his side.
Yep.
But he said, although you slay me, right, Job, yet will I trust you. Boy, let us go through anything called long suffering, and we want another life.
Yeah. Tell it.
That's why so often we take the easy road. And the easy road is what? Flesh. Because what is long suffering about flesh? No.
Oh, yes.
Huh? There's nothing long suffering about it. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, long suffering. Love, joy, peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self control. Notice it says fruit, not plural fruits. Notice it says fruit singular, and not fruits plural.
Yes.
Y'all, what he's saying is, with this grass being greener right here, if you water it, all of that is encapsulated in one. It's like a multivitamin. You don't have to take multiple. Because all what he just said, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, all that is in one vitamin. You don't have
That's
to take
right.
no eight. What he's saying is, if you lack one, you lack them all.
Indeed.
Y'all follow?
Indeed. Yes, sir.
Huh? If you lack love, you lack joy. Okay,
mm-hmm.
okay. You think you got love down?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you lack love, you lack peace. Oh, but I got love and joy. I just don't have no peace. Well, you don't have the fruit of the Spirit. Tom?
Yeah.
Because unlike man, you know how we'll say, hey, that's y'all business. That ain't mine. God don't operate like that. He said there's one way to the Father, and that's through the Son. In other words, if you can't get down with the natural long suffering, you surely can't reap the benefit of the spiritual life. It ain't gonna happen like that. He said it's only one way to the Father, and it's through the Son. But watch what it's through. That grass being greener right here, if you water it. He's the way, he's the truth, and he is the L-I-F-E. Now why are you running from yours?
Come on.
Huh? We're running from it because we like the idea that says, I love Jesus, I don't want to live Jesus. The Bible says, if you love me, you will obey me. Let me translate what he's saying. He's saying this grass is green if you water it. How do I water it? And what do you talk about is green? Because I see nothing but brown and dry patches. When the sun comes up, it burns my grass. No, because you're not on the right soil. You gave up what I gave you a long time ago.
Come on.
You depend on your emotions. Your emotions run and govern your life. I told y'all. You want to see your true character? Let some hard stuff, long-suffering, come through your life. Let's see if you jump ship. Because whatever you are at your lowest is what you...
Come on. Yep.
That's what you are at your highest. So when you're going through, guess what you are? Adversity reveals true character, people.
Yes.
But Tiana just said it this morning. God clearly says, before he gives you much, he sees how you appreciate little. See, the flesh is little. That little flesh of yours. That little earth that I created. Before I give you heaven much, I'm going to see how you appreciate that little life. Because that's a little life. That's a temporal life. Before I give you eternal life, what you did with this little one I gave you, Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Hold on. If you ran from the little life I gave you on earth, you know you would run from eternal life? You know you would run from
yes,
that?
Indeed.
No, I wouldn't, God. Yes, you would. That's only because you use man. Nobody think they use people. That's only because you would be using God. But see, God don't need you to talk in the day of judgment. He knows. And when you know, you don't need nobody to talk.
Yes, indeed.
You can talk right now. But in the day of judgment, no, you just submitted your paper. No need for you to say nothing. Let the teacher mark on it. Huh? There's no natural class where you can stand over the teacher's head talking about trying to work your way through that F. No, ma'am. No, sir.
Yes.
Ain't that something? And all it ain't like you had to give it up, not run from it.
Come on.
Run from it because we never want to face the truth. On Wednesday night, y'all talked about this. When somebody strange looks you in the eye, he be backing up like, "What are they looking at me for? Like they got some mojo on them? They do voodoo." Well, if you believe in voodoo, they don't have to put nothing in your food. All they got to do is create a little doll, if you believe in it, right? All they need is a picture. They don't need your permission. Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
Hello, somebody.
Yes.
Voodoo works when you believe in it, just like God works when you believe in him, just like the grass is greener when you water it.
Come on.
Ain't that something, Miss Tiana? So
it is.
Let's get to the business. What would you water it with?
Not come on.
Kool-Aid, not tea, not even coffee. But did you water it with water?
Yes.
That's right?
Yes. That's right.
Okay, cool. John 4 and 14. What we got, Miss Tiana? John 4 and 14. Y'all can go ahead and write that down. Go back and revisit that in your free time. John 4 and 14. What we got?
But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
What's this? Translated. But whoever drinks the water that I will give them, but whoever accepts the life that I will give them, will never want another life again.
Come on.
Yes. The life that I give them will become in him a spring.
Yes.
Is that a spring?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Of living life.
Yes.
Rolling up to that which is eternal. Life.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
How you know your grass green? When it can affect somebody else's grass. How you know your life is full of eternity? When it can affect somebody else's. And I'm not talking about in a damnation way. I'm talking about in an eternal way. You start giving them life. The old bones, the old ways used to quiver. Now they start, I see if they rejected that, that's on them. Because some people don't want their lawn watered. And as a matter of fact, they'll tell you not to walk on it.
Tell it.
Huh?
Tell
y'all
it.
Y'all know some people, watch this, Miss Tiana. Y'all know some people got private property on their yard as if they own it.
Mm-hmm.
See, God don't have private property, although it is. He wants everybody who wants to walk on it to walk on it. But see, here's the thing. Just because you walk on it don't mean that you're going to be rich. You got to actually take from it. And plant it in your life. Lord have mercy. You think I'm lying? Did he not plant his son? Did he not take from heaven's grass and plant his son? The thing about it, his son had to grow to this point. See, Jesus had to grow up as well. But he planted him so everything that wants to be like that patch of grass could. So he gave the template.
Yeah.
He gave the temperate of love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering. Yeah. He gave the temperate. The thing is, why don't we plant it in our life? Because at the first sign of danger, I don't love you no more. Have y'all ever seen somebody be in love with something now and then later they're in love with it no more?
Come on.
Have you ever seen something full of joy now and then as soon as it rained, Jordan went and left?
Come on.
Have you ever seen somebody at peace with something, but they say one thing, That's why the Bible says love is not easily angered. Because the grass of Jesus has been planted in your life. In other words, his life has been planted in yours. That's why you're always have passed away. The old grass has passed away. And everything else has become new.
Right.
Y'all follow?
Right. Yes.
But he said, whoever drinks of the water that I will give them will never thirst again. That means it's two types of water. That means it's two types of lives.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Just like it's two types of friends. Y'all remember the two types of friends you have? Those who celebrate you and those who tolerate you. Cool. If you got friends that celebrate and tolerate you, God got friends that celebrate and tolerate him as well. See, a lot of us tolerate God, hence our grass is seasonal. Hence our green grass is seasonal. Hence we have ups and downs in our life. Can anybody show me where Jesus had ups and downs? Because every moment for Jesus was up and down. I mean, it was an up. Now, the people who say that Jesus had ups and downs are the people who still wrapped in flesh.
Exactly.
Every moment of Jesus was up. Because the fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering. He had to go through that. In other words, his grass was green from day one. Lord, have mercy.
Come on.
It just matured. But it wasn't maturing for him, because remember, God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Look at what he did. He got on our level so that we'll one day mature.
Amen.
Amen. What?
Amazing.
You
Amazing.
See that?
Yes.
Y'all see it? So when we're still juvenile and immature with our approach, that's only because our grass hadn't been watered. That's all that is, people. But the thing is, we have the chance to get it right. That living water, man, that's something y'all know. Some people don't drink tap water. You know what time it is. The pH ain't right.
That's
too much
lead.
The Bible says, whoever drinks the water that I give, that means you can give yourself water, somebody else can give you water, but there's only one type of water that'll have you not thirsting again.
Amen.
I've seen people who done did weight loss programs, but there's only one type that when you get it, I mean, the substance there within is permanent.
Right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Be like, I lost it before, and what happened? Well, I had surgery. What happened, baby? How you getting that back? In other words, why we keep on playing with the little life, that has to be motivated, but we run from the life that is already inspired. Motivation and inspiration are two totally different things. Motivation is something. Inspiration is eternal. The Bible never said that Jesus was motivated by his own words. The Bible said the word of God inspired God himself. God inspired the word and the word inspired him. My goodness, my goodness. Inspiration is eternal. In other words, it brings about a new life that is so solid that you would never, ever, ever thirst again. The thing is, if you still thirsty, it's because you still have yet to sip from the right water. And if you have yet to sip from the right water, I do understand why our vision is impaired, because we don't know what is right and what is wrong. Because you know, when Miss Tiana, you got to tell them that when they get a little dehydrated, you can't even think right.
Come on, truth.
Huh? Anybody know about dehydration? They can. Lord have mercy. Catch it now. If you know anything about dehydration, doctors, medical nurses out there, LPNs, RNs, if you know anything, you don't even have to be in it. If you know anything about dehydration, the blood coagulates a little differently. In other words, you can tell people are dehydrated through the blood. Now, if you can do that through the natural body about dehydration, you can tell spiritually people are dehydrated through the blood, because somebody ain't drinking enough of the right water.
Amen.
If you ain't drinking enough of the right water, how can you water the grass and it become green?
You can't.
Huh? Ain't that something?
On the surface. Come on.
You know you can tell if you dehydrated through the blood, right? That's what they do. They draw blood from you. They draw blood.
Yes.
And what they do is they put a little IV in you. And what that thing do is drip. Drip.
Yeah.
Drip. Huh? Ain't that so?
That's the truth. It is.
Yeah. Ain't that something? I want everybody to hear me. What you got to say on that right quick, Ms. Tiana? Let me give you the floor.
You know, it's, I'm here because I actually, in the natural, have been in that situation many years ago of being dehydrated. And you lose sight. You can't think straight. And you literally, if it's not addressed, can literally pass out from it. And what you think is right is no longer right once you're sitting up in that hospital bed getting that IV. But why does it have to get to that? And why does it have to get to that fall in place spiritually for us to actually drink of what God has for us? And for some, it will require that fall, unfortunately, but He has already told us what it is that we need to do, what it is to stand in and be patient, to have long suffering, to be kind, even in the midst of going through. We are supposed to be living this best life. So thus we should be choosing exactly which water to drink. God's not going to force it down our throat because He is a true gentleman, but He's given us exactly what we need if we're willing to take it and feed from it.
Now watch, that's good, Ms. Tim. That's good. Hold on, watch this, Tim. But y'all, I need y'all to hear this as well. We're talking about the grass being greener. See, a lot of times, when you're dehydrated, you know how it go. The doctor will not tell you to drink the water. They're going to, you know, administer IV. Come on, doctor, nurses.
Yes.
What is an IV?
That's true.
What is an IV? Come on, look at the thing. Look it up right quick. IV, what is that?
Intravenous? It's intravenous. They'll stick that right into your vein, so it feeds the blood directly.
Intravenous.
Yes.
Okay, cool. In other words, I'm going to get it in there quicker because it has become a detriment to your health.
Come on.
So I can't trust you to do it by mouth orally. I'm going to put it right in the vein.
Yep.
That's what they use IVs for when they want to get in your system right now.
Yes.
Well, ain't that something? Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Why is not our grass growing green? Because if God be in us, intravenous, it should be in our system much quicker than it does the world. So, Lord, have mercy. My God. Y'all catching this?
Yes,
if the water of living life be in us, it should be in our system much. In other words, whose report shall I believe? I don't care that they don't see it as green. I don't care that they don't see it as prosperous. I don't care that they don't see it as truth. I don't care that they see me as wrong. They see me as overbearing. They see me as, Lord, have mercy, He's great. See, it's okay. But in the long run, how you know your grass green is not when things are going good. Lord, have mercy. It's sustainability is when things are not going right.
Amen. Amen.
Faith is not faith when things are going good in your life. Faith reveals itself when things are going bad. You don't know how strong you are until you got to lift.
Come on.
You don't know how green your grass is until the sun go down.
Come on.
Why you think He said, do not let the sun go down on your wrath? Some people need, Lord, have mercy. Some people need S-O-N for things to grow. When He actually gave you W-A-T-E-R, water, for it to grow. Now watch this. Some people need half the times for them to say, my grass is green. While others who are in God say, hold on. The Bible says count it all joy. And when I understand things like that, I may not have the life that they seem to have, but I have the one that He gave me, and that's the one I'm going to ride with. And I refuse to run from it because even when I get a little weary, I go to my IV source. You don't hit me.
Tell it.
I go to my intravenous source. And in other words, my strength comes from within, not without. I don't look at how it looks to me. Because, see, when I get weary, I don't see things the same.
Mm-hmm.
When I get delirious, I don't see things the same.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes.
Huh? If you can create, if you can go and buy a generator, then when yours go out, it kicks on and you never miss a beat. No, you don't miss a beat. If they have the power to do that, well, he said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, according to the riches and glory in heaven. In other words, the more I look like him, look at the credit that I have in him. In other words, when it looks like my water source is being depleted, his kick in.
That's right. That's right.
Lord, have mercy.
Come on.
Lord, have mercy. I don't have seasonal grass. I don't have seasonal love for God. A lot of times we love God only when things are going good, but what about when things are going bad? Now, before you say, no, I love God at all times, I'm not talking about emotional love. He said, if you love me, you'll obey me. I'm talking about an obedience type of love. See, I'm talking about that love that when you want to do something wrong, you still do right because your intravenous water kicks in.
Yes, indeed.
Huh? God, you got to forgive me on this one. What you're saying is the life that you want me to live, I don't want to live right now. Let me get at them, and I'm going to come back to you. No, no, no. That intravenous water, that IV water, that living water should kick in.
Come on.
Lord,
come on.
Ain't there something, people?
Things
could change in your life. Starting with the mentality, right?
It does.
Because I know that the grass is not greener over there. My grass is green right here as long as I water it. But I got to water it with the word of God. Huh?
Amen.
I got to water it with the fruit of the Spirit. Huh?
Yes.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, indeed.
Hmm? Come on. John 7 and 38. Read that one real quickly, Ms. Tiana. John 7 and 38. Y'all can write it down. It's John chapter 7, verse 38. What you got?
Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. Amen.
One more time for Ms. Tiana. I'm going to shut up, y'all. I couldn't hear him, Mr. Carr, because of you. Say it one more time.
Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. Amen.
Did y'all get that? Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall flow. That means out of your mouth, living water will flow.
Yes.
You have the capability of watering other people's grasses when they think they should change for the world.
Come on.
Oh, the word of God was inspired by God. In other words, if people's grass is not green and they in your circle, whether it be inner or outer circle, but they in your view, they're within your range of touch, and you done walked on their grass, you done stepped in their life, Lord have mercy. Why do you think the Bible... Let me go ahead and teach it. Why do you think he says, when you see your brother in error, go to him in love? In other words, when you see dead grass, go to him in love and help them to replace it. Get on your knees like I got on my knees with you and replace the dead grass in their life. Lord, so they don't have to run from theirs no more. Watch this.
Amen.
What are we doing? Anything that we touch, oh, I'm so blessed. And anything that you say, you're so blessed and highly favored. When you touch something, it's your turn, right? Now, one or two things happen. For every life that you have entered, if it's still dead grass there, either one, you disobey that scripture, or two, they just refuse to receive the God in you. And that's okay, because the Bible says when they reject you, when they reject your peace, when they reject your fruit, Lord have mercy.
Come on.
You're trying to plant it. When they reject your fruit, I'm going to tell you this. Anybody you have ever touched in life, you planted either a God seed, or a devil seed.
Come on.
Life and death lie where?
In the power of the tongue.
Read that scripture one more time that you just read, Miss Tiana.
But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. I'm sorry. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said,
Rivers of living water will flow from within them.
Hold on. If rivers flow from within you, that means it's too much just for you.
Come on.
So either you got life or death in your tongue. And either you've given people death or you've driven them life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that you don't even have to say a word?
No.
Any life you have encountered, either they have patches of green grass or they got patches of dead grass. And guess who planted it?
Come on. We didn't. Hmm.
That ain't my responsibility. Well, well. You don't think so? Hmm? Because anointing says that it rubs off on them.
Mm-hmm.
See, this grass is greener if you water it. But see, the problem is you plant dead grass when you just give an illusion like yours is going on. Because, see, they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. See, everybody can't keep on pretending. You have mastered pretending. Don't mean that they will. So the grass that you planted, that's why they walk around just praising God, but they never worship him. They follow in suit with you. The grass is green. I'm going to stop right there. Let's go ahead and pray, Ms. Tiana. I didn't get too much. We can go ahead and pray. We're going to, part two is going to be tonight.
Yes, yes. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that's gone forth. And may we take it with us. May we take it and share with others whom you send our way, Heavenly Father. Because Heavenly Father, as those who are recipients of your water, you've called on us to share with others. So may we do so. May we do so abundantly, Heavenly Father, and living out the fruit in which you have gifted to us. We thank you for the word. We thank you for our leader in and this ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great day. Y'all take the word, run with the word. Love the word. Okay? Go revisit it. I tell people this all the time. Don't believe everything I say. Go confirm it from yourself in the Bible. Now, don't interpret it wrong. Okay? Because things are left up to interpretation. Just like I would tell a married person, before you get married, you should always make sure that you are saved. Because if you're not saved, you're going to make a decision where you're intoxicated. And y'all, when we're intoxicated, we make some bad decisions. We do some crazy stuff. Make sure that when you get married, before you get married, you take a detox and you get saved so that you can think clearly on your decision. Because although God can forgive you, don't get in the place where you need forgiveness for something he told you not to get into in the first place. So,
amen.
If there be marriage, before you step into the world, go check everything I said. Okay? And look at it through the lens of God. Double check. See, that's how you know what you're saying when you tell people, go check what I said. You understand? Go check. Yeah. Have nothing to hide. But that's when you know you don't have nothing to hide. I will open my books to you. You want to receipt book? There it is. Go check it. Confirm it. Don't look at it through your lens. Look it through the lens of God now. And then you move on it, okay? Y'all have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.